You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Do you guys remember the first trophy you ever won for something? Because I remember mine, because my parents tell this story all the time. When I was five, I was in like a figure skating contest or like little recital.
Right.
And they gave everyone trophies, participation trophies. Am I right? Kids these days.
Just showed up and
was
got
in
a
the
trophy.
90s, though. But I got a trophy and I was five. And I apparently when they gave me the trophy, I said, all my life, I've always wanted a trophy. And my parents thought it was hilarious because I was five and I was like talking as if I was like a 45 year old winning a lifetime achievement award.
You gave like a speech after you get a trophy?
I guess I just said it to my parents in the car. I was like, all my life, I've always wanted a trophy.
You gave your parents a personal acceptance speech?
I think I was just excited and talking. I don't think it was, I was at a podium delivering an address, but yeah.
Okay.
My two-year-old daughter has already started doing things where she says, like, when I was little, and I was like, when you were little.
That's so cute. Has she won any trophies yet?
No.
Idiot.
Have you won a trophy?
Me?
Yes.
In my life?
Yeah.
No.
Not even
what
for pole vaulting?
Like? Yes, I have trophies.
What?
Like, I just asked you.
Why are you
doesn't
lying?
Everyone gets trophies, right?
No.
Is there someone that's gone through life without a trophy?
A trophy that you earned, not just because you showed up.
Yeah, my little rinky-dink figure skating trophy. That shit doesn't count.
Like, you won something and got a trophy is what you're saying.
I was an all-county athlete. I was in the newspaper.
Nice.
Does that count?
Do you get a trophy?
That's a trophy.
I got a medal.
Were you in Faces in the Crowd in SI?
No.
You should have been.
I don't know what that is.
How do you feel about medals?
Prefer a trophy.
It doesn't feel as good as a trophy.
Yeah,
a
trophy
right?
is. Yeah.
I'm what allergic other, to metals, so.
What?
I'm allergic to metals, like metal.
All metals?
Most metals.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
How?
A lot of people are. Like, nickel is a common, very common allergy.
Hmm.
That's what a lot of metal is made out of, like metal jewelry.
You're allergic to money?
Yeah. Nickels.
Really?
That's why she works here.
That would be awful. Hey.
Oh, boy. What's the hierarchy of, like, prizes?
Not me, but I celebrated a little too much. I mean,
like a trophy, a ribbon, a medal.
Ribbon's the worst, for sure. Unless you're a dog.
Absolutely.
The blue ribbon.
I think
is the best trophy.
It's
if you're
a trophy.
A
dog.
Unless you're Messi,
ribbon.
Could have won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Of the trophies, it's the Heisman Trophy, right?
You think that's the best trophy?
I do think that's the best trophy, yeah.
Hmm.
The Heisman.
Cy Young Award?
No.
What about like a FIFA
trophy?
World Cup trophy? I feel like that's like the best thing you can
you
win.
Get a plaque. Ooh, where do plaques land?
The plaques are last.
Plaques are worse than ribbons, I think
yeah.
too.
I think ribbon's worse.
Really?
Ribbon is definitely worse than plaque.
Plaque and then medal and then trophy.
Dentist.
Where do we put rings? Depends on the ring.
Well, whose rings?
I'm with David. Like a conference championship ring I'm probably never going to wear.
Yeah. Do you wear your college graduation ring?
I do. It's dorky, but I don't care.
Right.
My parents wear theirs. They went to Notre Dame. It's like a family thing.
The conference championship ring
it's
is great.
Ring
I've never
to.
Seen Jeremy. Jeremy's so polite. I've never seen him roll his eyes at something someone has said before.
Sorry that my family went to Notre Dame and I went to Notre Dame and I wear a ring because it reminds me of my family.
I guess
I shouldn't do that.
It wasn't the...
Sorry,
Jeremy's
family,
judging me.
Jeremy, jeez.
Jeremy said it wasn't cool, and he's the arbiter of cool. Sorry, yeah. Jeremy, I don't know why I'm doing this. You're going out of town for 2 weeks.
So. I am. You're getting all the bullying.
The rare Monday system. That feels like
we
a
We should
Friday.
Be bullying Billy. I mean, he's up on the
Who
screen.
Am I going to shit what? On while you're gone?
Probably Billy or Tony, I would think.
Yeah. Well, Billy will shit on Tony.
Right.
Right.
And Tony will lash out.
You'll have to find somebody. Yeah. I'm here for you, Jess.
Stu, you're my next victim.
Great.
I'm sorry for not giving you guys the fodder to be able to bully someone while I'm gone.
Are you excited about this trip? Do you have it all planned out? Like, when you go on a trip, do you guys, because you're going for, you know, a somewhat extended period of time, mm-hmm. do you have just the destinations decided, or you know, like, what you're going to do in each place that you go?
I have some stuff planned out. My wife is more of a planner than I am. Mm. I'm organized here in the professional work environment. I'm not very organized in my actual life. And so my wife does a lot more of the planning of the things that we do. Hmm. That said, I'm very excited because we're going to London and Amsterdam. And in London, one of the main things that I know that we have planned is the afternoon tea at the Ritz. I can't wait. It's going to be lovely.
Huh.
Cool. And you're rolling your eyes at me.
Afternoon tea.
We're also seeing a show on the West End.
Sounds awful.
Moulin Rouge.
Mm.
It's going to be great.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah, that. But it's going to be great. I love planning out a vacation because I like to leave just enough space to be able to go, all right, let's figure out what we're doing for this group of hours. You need to be planned enough to have a good time, but not so over-planned that
it's stressful.
Know, you're stressed.
Lombardi trophy. I mean.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Stanley Cup?
Ooh, it's a trophy, but it's a cup. Can a cup be a trophy?
The
Biden trophy.
Worst trophy.
Whoa.
What?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.